The following program sponsored by The Point Church.
Welcome to The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. Once again, that's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this edition of The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. Wendy's my co-host again tonight. Wendy, welcome.
Welcome, Pastor.
And, you know, we're heard on these stations every Saturday evening for 2 hours from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. That's 11 Eastern. And we're heard all the way from Philadelphia down to Southern California, on up to Juneau, Alaska, and Chicago, and Austin, Texas, and everywhere in between. But, you know, what we do is we pray for you, and you already heard our 800 number. We have our lines open, and I'm going to give it out again so we can get you calling in. Every week we have between 25 and 38 calls in the 2 hours where we see some miraculous results like we did last week, where a man with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, called in from Philadelphia named Anthony, and God touched him to where he was able to walk 20 feet down his hallway, and he hadn't walked in over a year. And I'll tell you what, Wendy, when I see God do stuff like that, I just go, I'm just so thankful. You know,
so excited.
I mean, it is. It's just, it's so fun to see what God does. And so, again, the number is 800-955-8200 to get live on the air. And we also have people standing by off the air. If you get a busy signal throughout the show, just keep trying if you want to be on the air. Or our off-air number is 360-435-1616. Now, I want to read a couple passages before we go to our first caller. First, in Acts 5, verses 12 and following, it says, "The apostles performed many miraculous signs." And it just says clearly here that we're just having, again, some technical difficulties, so bear with me here as we just jump right in on the show. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to ask our intercessors to be praying. The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by all the people. And so I know that what happened here is there was a lot of persecution going on in Jerusalem, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, what happens then with the persecution is there's a lot of fear.
Yes.
And I know that the fear brought up, you know, lack of or belief in many. But here's what it says. Nevertheless, mm-hmm. in verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number."
Praise God.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Each time the Lord always has a way of changing what we believe should be the outcome.
Right.
To have it be miraculous for his purposes.
Yeah. And then it says, "As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by."
Mm-hmm.
His shadow.
Praise God.
Now, that's just amazing. I mean, you know, you talk about faith again,
mm-hmm.
as far as how, you know, people jump in and they see that happen. And then it says, "Crowds gathered also from towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed."
Praise God.
Isn't that incredible?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just love it, you know. So I know that... again, just keep praying for us as far as for this technical difficulty. And whenever you're using computers and you're using, radio waves and all the different mm-hmm. satellites and the mm-hmm. stuff that we're on to go across the country, there's always going to be something, some kind of glitch that kind of comes in and tries to disrupt. But here's what I want to do. I want to give another verse right out of John chapter 14. And... It's John 14:12 through 14, And while I'm doing that, I'm going to take care of some of this technical difficulty by rebooting my computer, believe it or not, and see if I can get things taken care of here. I know we have thousands of listeners, and if you don't have the technology to answer the calls, you know, from where we are, then it's going to be something that can be that can disrupt the whole show. So what I want to do right now, though, is I'm going to go ahead and read this passage while I'm rebooting mm-hmm. here. But it says this. It says, I tell you the truth, anyone who, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, and he will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name.
Yeah.
Well, first, let's just talk about that for a minute, Wendy.
Yeah.
It says, what will we do?
Greater works.
Yeah, greater things or greater works than what? Than Jesus even did.
Praise God.
I mean, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just is that mm-hmm. Jesus is telling us why, and he backs it up with mm-hmm. evidence by saying, because I'm going to the Father. We know what Jesus is doing for us right now.
Yeah.
You know, he is interceding.
Yeah.
At the right hand of the Father.
I tell you, I get so excited when I hear passages like this, even the first one that you read with the shadow of Peter being cast on folks and them being healed, mm-hmm. and then the fact that we can do greater works. I was just reading something recently about abiding in the presence of God,
mm-hmm.
and when we abide in him, how we're literally just filled with him, and it infects, if you will, or affects
yeah.
the environments that we walk into.
Yeah.
So that these
abiding,
passages,
holding on to,
right.
clinging to the Father, and through Jesus, through his Spirit. And then verse 13 says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that
yeah.
the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Now, remember, he's the one that we're asking, so he's the one bringing glory to the Father.
Right.
And it's him doing it because
mm-hmm.
we're asking him to. And that's
praise
what
God.
This show's all about. We pray for you
mm-hmm.
so that you can be set free and set apart to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just amazing because I just know that as God works, he gets the glory because we're asking in Jesus' name. And we know that he's at the right hand of the Father interceding for us.
Yes.
And so, he says, he will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father.
Praise God.
So that's where Jesus is. That's his position in heaven. He's with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
We can petition him.
Mm-hmm.
He hears us because
yes.
we're believing. We're coming to him. Again, verse 12
right.
or verse 13. Verse 12, I tell you, anyone who has faith in me.
Come on.
It's all about faith here.
Mm-hmm.
It literally is all about faith here.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we have faith in him, then he says, I'm going to do these things.
You know, our faith increases as we abide in him, too.
Amen. Amen.
So it's that whole relationship.
That's right. And the more we see him work, the more we say, oh, he did that already, so
right.
I believe he's going to do it again.
Right.
And he does. Now, I want to invite our listeners to call either one of our numbers tonight. 800-955-8200 is the Point Live hotline number to be live on the air. Again, that's 800-955-8200. We also have an off-air number, and that number is 360-435-1616. While we're waiting for our technology just to line back up so we can go to our first caller, I just want to tell you a couple things that I mentioned earlier here just at the beginning of the show and also ways that you might be able to partner with us here at the year end. If you are interested in supporting this radio ministry, you can go to our website, thepointlive.com, and click on the partners link. And what I'm asking, and this may sound pretty bold, but I'm asking for 100 one-star givers, which one star represents $1,000. And so we're asking specifically for you as our listeners to give $1,000 over the course of this next year. If we had 100 people do that, we not only would be able to reach out into our giving through, reaching out through satellite radio, through XM Sirius, but we could also reach out into Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And then there's Boston, Detroit,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a shortwave radio link that we're looking at going on as well, let alone some other cities all through the South. Well, here's what we're going to do. We finally got back on the air here, and I believe Sheila called in last week from Philadelphia. Sheila, welcome to The Point Live.
Well, thank you for you know, taking my call, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, too. How can we pray with you tonight, Sheila?
A bunch of things, please. I'm your blind caller from a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I need very much a single bed, and I need a mattress and box spring. If anyone has one they're not using and can afford to part with it, I'd be thrilled to have it.
Okay.
Also, the management of my building every year gives me a rough time. We have steam radiator heat.
Uh-huh.
My room feels like an air conditioner is on.
Okay.
I can't get anybody to block my window, to block the air conditioner, so that it will at least, whatever little bit of heat I'm going to get, is staying in the room. I am very, very cold. I've been cold for a little over a week. And I am angry, as you can imagine. Because
well, let's go ahead and do this, Sheila. Let's go ahead and pray for you. And how long have you been blind?
All my life.
Okay.
I was born premature.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to do. I want to...
I showed up in December.
Okay, here's what I want to do. Let's go ahead and pray. And put your hands over your eyes, if you would. And we're going to ask right now in Jesus' name for him to touch you. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for Sheila. And I just pray, first of all, for your Holy Spirit to just fill up that apartment where she lives and that you would just go before her. We're asking specifically for some very specific needs for this heat to warm up her apartment, for the draft to stop, for a bed, and also for her blindness to leave in Jesus' name. Just pray this out loud with me, Sheila. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I curse the spirit of blindness.
I actually don't. I think it's a blessing.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you want to see?
I will see when I get to heaven.
So you don't want to see on earth?
Well, I will tell you the truth. I think that God puts people here who are blind. Every time I see somebody in a wheelchair, I thank God I can walk. Every time I see somebody who's deaf, I thank God I can hear.
So let me ask you a question, Sheila. Do you know Jesus Christ personally?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, do you believe that he healed when he's on the earth?
Yep.
Do you believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Oh, yeah.
So he still wants to heal then because it's the same Jesus?
Okay.
So what's the cough that I hear?
I have quite a cold here.
Okay, is that all it is, or do you have some stuff in your lungs as well?
Yep, I got laryngitis.
Okay, but is there stuff in your lungs, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start there, and then we're going to pray for your eyes, if that's okay. If you don't want to pray for your eyes, I'm not going to make you.
I would prefer not to because I don't think that it's a curse. I think that God has me here the way I am for a purpose.
Okay, well, I agree with that as far as that there's a purpose that God can use when he heals us.
I mean, think of Fanny Crosby and all
the things. Let me stop for a second. Let me just say this. There was a blind young man in the Bible, and Jesus said that it was for this very purpose that you were to give glory to God by what? The healing of his blindness, not the blindness. It was the healing of the blindness. So anyway, let's start with the chest cold.
If you want to pray about my eyes, you may, but I will not join you in that.
Well, that's fine. Our listeners are going to be praying, and they're already praying right now. Go ahead and put your hands across your chest, if you would, or on your throat where the laryngitis is.
Okay, I will do.
Just pray this after me then. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I command the spirit of infirmity.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, release your healing fire over Sheila's lungs right now. I just ask that you would just release goodness and mercy over that apartment. And I pray for favor, not only for the things that we already asked for, but favor over her eyes, Father, to where her testimony could be, I was once blind, but now I physically can see. And that you would release I just hear the words neurons. And I pray for freedom in her neurons, Father, in the inner parts of her eye. Just release healing fire. Send your ministering angels over that apartment there in Philadelphia. that Sheila would know that she knows that she knows that you're a God that still heals today. And again, I just ask that you remove any obstructions in her lungs, in her chest right now that are causing breathing issues and this cold and this cough. And we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Now, Sheila, did you feel anything while you were praying? Just test out and try something that you couldn't do, especially with your breathing before you called in.
No, everything is the way it was.
Okay, did you feel anything while you were praying? About half our callers feel something while we're praying.
No.
Okay. Again, like I said, it's usually about half, and that's what makes the show so real. Last week we had a guy call in from Philadelphia with Lou Gehrig's disease.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a debilitating disease that many people die from and that they're in wheelchairs for. You mentioned wheelchairs earlier.
Yes.
And he got up out of where he was sitting, possibly a wheelchair, we don't know exactly, and he walked down the hallway 20 feet and back, and he hadn't walked in over a year.
Oh, boy.
And that happened on this program last week there in Philadelphia. We're in Seattle, by the way.
Wowee.
You know, we're 3,000 miles from you. And so, but God's not. He's right there.
Would you pray that somebody helps me, that somebody blocks my air conditioner? Or I really need,
yeah,
people.
And that's what we prayed already. That's what we prayed. And okay. I believe that God's going to answer that. So we're going to go to our next caller, Sheila, but bless you and thanks for calling and listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia, okay?
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. God bless.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
This is Pastor Mike Zachman. I'm here with Wendy Foster in our studios at The Point Live in Arlington, Washington, just north of Seattle. And our number is 800-955-8200 if you'd like to be live on the air, we can pray with you tonight. We also have a couple lines open off the air at 360-435-1616 where we have people standing by to receive your calls and to pray with you as well. Again, on the air, it's 800-955-8200 where we can pray with you, whether you're in Southern California or Chicago or here in the Seattle region or, as we just heard, from Philadelphia. Maybe you're listening somewhere across Central Texas in Austin there or on and down into San Antonio. We'd love to pray with you here on The Point Live. We're going to go to William now, also in Philadelphia. Welcome to The Point Live, William.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
Yes, to you as well. And William's been a regular caller the last several weeks, and I know that you called in last week as well for your father, and his name is Doug, is that right?
His name is William.
William, also.
Doug. I'm sorry, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're getting confused now. Okay, so I thought his name was Doug. I'm going to ask Wendy to go ahead and pray for your father.
Yes, there's a special request. I don't
for prostate.
Prostate.
Mm-hmm.
Father God.
I have a lump on the right side of my shoulder blade. I want prayer for that also.
Okay.
You bet.
Father, we thank you for being such a loving God. We thank you that as we reach out to you in faith, you meet us at our point of faith. Father, I lift up Doug to you right now, and I curse the prostate cancer that's invading his body. I curse it and speak life to his body in the name of Jesus. Father, I also lift up William to you, the lump on his shoulder, Father God. We speak health and healing, and we thank you, Lord, that it's by your stripes that we are healed. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your peace.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you for your restoration.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus
and just bless
name.
William's household, Father, as he moves into this new year. We say thank you for Doug, and we just, again, curse every cancer cell in his body, and we ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, last week, I don't know how much you were listening, William. We had 7 calls, though, with people struggling with cancer, and one of the reasons is because I released a testimony. We have a friend here whose name is Ken, who's been in a wheelchair for a long time, 28 years, I think it is.
Yeah, about 28.
And his nurse came with him to one of our meetings, a live service we have on Sunday evenings, and she got touched that evening by the Lord himself. It was like a heat went through her body, and she had been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, given weeks to live, and she was completely restored and healed as a result of God touching her. And she just got the reports last week, or 2 weeks ago now, where she's completely cancer-free. And so God answers prayer. And I'm telling you, like I said just to the last caller, Jesus is alive and well on planet Earth through his Holy Spirit, through his church, through us, to heal cancer, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, as we talked about with Anthony calling in last week from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fully believing that your dad, Doug, is going to be restored and can be completely healed.
Amen.
I'm just hearing a word for William. The Lord diligently rewards those who seek after him.
That's right.
So I feel that your persistence in prayer, requesting for yourself and your father, you're going to be rewarded diligently by the Lord. So keep up what you're doing. The Lord recognizes your faith and your trust in him.
That's right. Well, God bless you, William, and thanks for calling The Point Live and listening on Phil. Happy New Year to you, too. Bye-bye. Well, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. The number is 800-955-8200 to be live on the air with Wendy, myself, Pastor Mike Zachman. I have two words of knowledge, and then I'll give the number again. There's someone with pain in the left forearm, and it's kind of on the inside part of the lower wrist, if you will. If you have a watch on that hand, it would be just inside the watch line towards the elbow, and that's real specific. If you have pain right there, dial this number, 800-955-8200. And also, right above the right knee, there's someone with some pretty severe pain. It's not on the knee. It's above the knee. So it's kind of like the bone that's right above the knee and then back a little bit towards the thigh in that area. Again, I'm getting real specific because the Lord's kind of directed me to give you some words of knowledge that some people have some pain for tonight. And again, the number to dial is 800-955-8200 on the air. Or off the air, the number, we have a couple lines open there too, is 360-435-1616. Now, we also have a website, thepointlive.com. If you're interested, now this is year end, and if you have a credit card and are just wondering if you could help support this radio ministry, we have a website for partners in giving on the website. It's all automated. And you can go to thepointlive.com and learn more about how to support this radio ministry. As I mentioned, we're expanding across the whole country, all 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii, through XM Sirius Satellite Radio next Saturday night. And, folks, we've been being blessed and attacked at the same time as we take new territory for the kingdom and release the goodness of God. And so we're going to go on in our nation's capital as well and reach out to our elected officials next week on WAVA, which is 105.1 there in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. If you have friends and family around the country, they can now not only listen through the internet to our website, through our website, thepointlive.com, to our radio ministry there, but they can listen on Sirius XM on Family Talk Channel 131 is what we're going to be on. We're going to go to Kathy now. Welcome to The Point Live, Kathy. You calling from Southern California somewhere?
No, I'm actually suburb of Philadelphia.
Okay, you're also in Philadelphia. Okay, very good. How can we pray with you tonight, Kathy?
I would just like to be prayed from past abuses, some loss from death from several relatives.
Okay.
Young, some of them were young, and been through a lot of craziness and some dysfunction insofar as
you bet,
and all kinds of really big emotional scars.
Well, the Lord's good at touching you, and I'm already starting to hear some things from God's Spirit as I'm hearing you talk. Do you know Jesus Christ personally, Kathy?
I feel like I've always believed, but true. A lot of things that happen, I guess, that's the pull that he drives you to himself.
Yeah, he's drawing you to himself. Here's what I want you to do. Let's start off by just praying with me, okay, Kathy?
Sure.
Why don't you just pray this out loud? Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying on the cross for me.
I thank you for dying on the cross for me.
And for all of my sin.
And for all of my sin.
Would you forgive me of all the things that I've done?
Would you forgive me of all the things that I've done?
That have hurt you and others.
That have hurt you and others.
And I forgive those who have hurt me.
And I forgive those who have hurt me.
And we're going to go back to that in a minute, but I want you to keep praying with me. and say, Lord Jesus, would you come into my heart now?
Lord Jesus, would you come into my heart now?
And be the leader and Lord of my life.
And be the leader and Lord of my life.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray for you now.
Thank you so much.
Father, thank you for Kathy and just for her praying and asking you to forgive her of her sin and for you to lead her life. And I pray that not only would she understand what she's just prayed by having a hunger to read your word, the Bible, but you would take her to new levels of revelation of understanding your goodness in her life and how you're there to protect her and to free her up to be the woman that you've made her to be. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, Kathy, what I want to do is pray specifically here in a minute. But while you were sharing earlier, here's a couple things that I heard. That there's some fear that you've been fighting, especially against premature death, because of those family members that died early. Is that true?
Yeah. There's an ongoing kind of verbal disrespect, I guess. And I feel the pain from my children's crisis and trials they've been through.
Okay.
They were pretty devastating insofar as a lot of depression, anxiety.
Yeah. Let's just start right there, okay? We're just going to pray against those things.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jesus. What just happened is, as you asked Jesus to come into your heart, it's a miraculous thing where the Lord of the universe just came in and lives inside of you now. And so here's what I want you to just pray this. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
And depression.
And depression.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul and my spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Ah, there we go.
Relationships are very scarred.
Yeah, well, his peace is coming right now, Kathy. And this is just the beginning of what he wants you to do, is to cry out to him. Hey, do you have a Bible?
Yep.
Okay. Is it one that you can read that's in good English that you can understand?
Sure.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to read through the book of John. And just start there.
There's also been some blessings. I have two grandchildren that are beautiful.
Praise God. Well, here's the good news. God knows exactly who you are, all the hairs on your head, what you're going through. And by the simple prayers that we're praying with you and for you tonight, he's freeing you up to give you a hunger for help. It's on the way. And so in the book of John, it's all about Jesus' life. It's called a gospel. Just ask God to give you understanding as you read it before you read.
Well, I went through Bible study through the Gospel of John.
Okay, good. Well, go read through it again then,
okay.
And just pray that simple prayer. God, would you open my eyes to understand what this is saying to me? And just read as much as you can, and then when you get to a part that maybe you don't understand or you start to get something like, this is really good, stop there, camp out for a while, and let God speak to your heart. And you watch how he'll change your perspective, not only with your kids, but everyone else in your sphere of influence in those relationships.
Basic insecurity. It's all fear-based. Like,
yeah, and that's why we prayed for that fear to go.
Right, hereditary depression.
And that's gone too. You don't have to speak these things over yourself anymore. Here's another way to look at it. If you find a ham sandwich that dropped in the back of your car that's 3 weeks old, it's going to be moldy. You're not going to go, oh, I can't wait to eat that. You know, you throw it away. But here's the truth, Kathy, and this is for our listeners. God's using you to teach our listeners tonight. A lot of people speak things over them that's like a moldy sandwich, and they say, I want to keep this with me. No, the truth is that you don't have to stand for that hereditary anything. That's the sin of the third and fourth generation that gets passed on down. And so you don't have to walk in any depression, any anxiety, any insecurity, any fear any longer, because Jesus died for you, and he took all that with him on the cross 2,000 years ago. Isn't that great news?
And all things are possible with God.
That's right. For those who love him. You know, they're called according to his purpose. He uses everything for his good. And so I just know that he's blessing you tonight, that you got through. We haven't had too many calls this first half hour, which is rare. Usually we have about 10 calls by now. But you know what? I'm so glad that you got through tonight, mm-hmm. Kathy.
Thank you.
I hear it in her voice. I hear the Lord already touching her, and he keeps giving me a picture of like a blowing of fresh wind, like a newness in her life.
Amen. So. Well, God, Kathy, God loves you so much, and so do we. And we just want to say thanks for calling in tonight. If you would like us to send you some information on walking with Christ, call our off-air number, and I'll have my assistant send you some things.
That would be great.
And just tell her your name. She's listening to the show in another room right now as well. But the number is 360-435-1616, and I have a book I want to send you. Okay?
Okay.
Again, it's 360-435-1616, and just tell her who you are, and I have your number, so I'll know who it is as well. So bless you, Kathy, and thanks for listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia. God bless.
Appreciate it. Am I able to give an address to be mailed?
What's that?
Am I able to give an address to be mailed?
Yeah, when you call this other number, that 360-435-1616, give her the address, and then we'll send it to you. Okay?
360-435-1616.
That's our off-air number, and we have people standing by there to answer your calls, to pray with you, and so forth.
I'm laying in bed right now in the dark, and I'm just by myself.
Okay. Well, the Lord is with you.
All right. And I don't have a pencil right now. I'm trying to sleep. I've been trying to sleep for 2 hours. So.
Okay, but you heard us. Well, listen to this. If you're still awake, and I'm going to give the number out in a few minutes, get a pen out and write it down, and then just give them a quick call, and then we'll send it off to you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank
Bless you. Okay, bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Well, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. If you'd like for us to pray with you tonight, the number is 800-955-8200. We're on all across the country in Seattle, Chicago, Austin, Texas, throughout Southern California, in Santa Clarita and Lancaster, and even into Hollywood Hills, I believe, the transmitter's up in Beverly Hills. By the way, if you're listening in Beverly Hills or Hollywood Hills tonight to this station, we're in Seattle, but we'd love to hear that we're getting through to that new region. Give us a call, and we'd love to just bless you and pray for you here in this new year. Again, the number is 800-955-8200. We have two lines open now at that number. Again, 800-955-8200. If it rings and you're trying to get through, just let it keep ringing, and our producer will get to you in a moment. The number off air again is 360-435-1616. Now, again, we're heard on these stations every Saturday evening. If you want to support this radio ministry, we have a website. It's called thepointlive.com, and you can go to that website, or you can go to or give us a call at that off-air number with a credit card, and that number is 360-435-1616. Again, the number off-air is 360-435-1616. Now, again, if you're trying to get through, we have all four lines full right now, but keep trying, and we will get to you in a moment. So our next caller is also from Philadelphia, and it's Margaret. Margaret, welcome to Point Live. Can you hear us, Margaret? You're on the air. I can hear some static. Margaret, are you there? Well, we're going to... We're going to go back to Margaret, Chris. Let's see if I'm not sure what's going on. Margaret, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to put her on hold, and we'll see what happens. We're going to go to the Chicago caller, Chris. I know you got that person on hold. Who's this calling from Chicago?
Is it me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yes, sir. My name's Ken.
Hey, Ken. What suburb are you calling from?
Downers Grove.
Okay, very good. I used to live in Palatine, so I know that a little bit.
Okay.
So how can we pray with you tonight?
I was asking for the wrong thing. So I don't know if that's like a mini miracle, but I found out that what I have been praying for is completely the wrong thing.
Okay.
I thought I had a problem with my stomach.
Okay.
So here I'm pouring antacids down my stomach and everything else, and it's my liver. So actually I was doing more damage to my liver.
And, how long has this been going on?
Well, the pain, maybe 9 months at least.
Okay. Did anything traumatically happen to you 9 months ago or just before that, last year sometime?
No, but I noticed that the pills that I was taking, I've been on pills for years. I think they started affecting my liver, and that's got me kind of scared.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and pray that God would reverse those things. Is it in your back? Is where the pain is?
No, behind my belly button.
Okay, well, go ahead and put a hand there then.
I sure
between,
will.
Between 1 and 10, how high would you say the pain is as we speak right now?
Oh, right now, I don't have a pain, but I have sometimes they call it Whipple syndrome. It's like a low-grade fever, and it's worse in the morning, always in the morning.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and pray.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you first that Ken got through from Chicago tonight and that you have your hand on him. And we curse right now this pain and dis-ease in his liver. And I do pray that you would reverse this deterioration of the liver and that there would be no longer any of these acid that's going and it's coming up and hurting him and the low-grade fever, all the side effects of the abuse of his body. I pray that we'd be stopped and reversed in Jesus' name. Just say, go in Jesus' name, Ken.
Go in Jesus' name.
Now just release your healing fire, Father, over Ken from his head to his toes and especially into that stomach area near his belly button where the liver is. We just pray for specific healing to come and to be released over him. And we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen in Jesus' name.
What did you feel anything while we were praying for you, Ken? I know it's hard to tell if there's going to be a difference right now on the air because of what's been going on. But
yes, not exactly.
Okay. Well, we have thousands of listeners across the country
that
are listening tonight and praying with us, intercessors in all the cities that we're on. And we've seen so many people healed, whether it's 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, you know, a month, a year. Usually it's within almost immediately.
Okay.
But check that out as you and give us an update next week or the week after.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, God answers prayer, and we know that we're onto something here as we're expanding all across the country to another 40 million listeners.
Wow.
Potential listeners.
Yes.
So, you know, I just bless you. And, again, give us a call back. We're on every Saturday night there in Chicago on WYLL from 10 till midnight.
Jesus, and I thank you and all of the listeners, too.
Amen. Well, bless you, Ken. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we go from Chicago to North Hollywood. It looks like we're on in Hollywood. Is that right, Christina?
Yes.
Very good. Well, how can we pray with you tonight?
I'm in a real stressful situation with a roommate.
Okay. And how long has this been going on?
Since October 24th of this year.
Okay. So about 2 months or so. And now, do you know Jesus Christ personally, Christina?
Yes, because I've been persecuted since I was 7 years old.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I've been picked on since I was 7 years old. Because of my relationship with the Lord.
So you've been following him and persecuted, you said? Again, it didn't come across clear.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just pray. Go ahead and pray with me. Say it out loud. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all stress.
I command all stress.
Anxiety.
I'm
anxiety.
Sorry. I can't. I have a speech problem.
No, you're doing fine.
So
just say anxiety.
And sadness.
There you go. And fear.
And fear.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And I command.
And I command.
All addictions.
All additions.
Addictions.
Addictions.
To be broken off of me now in Jesus' name.
And broken off from me now in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Can you tell me the name of your roommate?
Elizabeth.
What's the first name? Elizabeth?
Yes.
Just repeat after me. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I release Elizabeth to you, Lord.
I release Well, that's to you, Lord.
Help me to love her in a difficult situation.
Help me to love Elizabeth in this difficult situation.
Like you love her, Lord. Like you love her, Lord.
Like you love her, Lord.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's what I'm hearing in the spirit, Christine. I'm going to go out on a limb for a moment. Have you had in the past or even now struggled with some drug addiction?
I cannot take medicine.
I'm not even talking about medicine now.
No, in the past, in 1994, I had to go into the mental health.
Okay.
Because I wanted somebody to kill me, and they put me on medicine, and I struggled with it.
Okay.
And I've been off of the medicine for a long time. I cannot take aspirin.
Okay. So what about addictions? When I say the word addictions, what comes to mind?
Nothing.
Okay. So 94, you were put in a mental health institute. Some things were coming against you. Have you or anyone in your immediate family been involved with the occult in the past or Freemasonry?
My dad is a Native American Indian, and there was that. My mother was in...
So there was a lot of sacrifices and that kind of thing while you were growing up?
Let me tell you my past, and then maybe this will help you. My parents is now dead. My dad died in 1693.
Okay.
As I was growing up, I was excluded from the relationships of my four brothers.
Okay.
With my parents.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was severely mentally ill. I inherited the bipolar. My dad.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do right now, Christina. We're just going to stop right there.
Out of that.
The bipolar you came out of?
I'm more calmed down than I have been in the past, but
okay. Let's just do this. Let's make that our last thing we're going to pray for tonight, because we only can do so much in a radio program and with you on the phone.
Right.
I do recommend healing rooms there in Southern California for you to look up at healingrooms.com. But here's what I want you to pray again. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the disease of bipolar.
I command the disease of bipolar.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
And I'm going to pray one more thing. Father, release your healing fire over Christina from her head to her toes. And I curse any spirit that was handed on down from her father and mother from the third and fourth generation that's come against her, that's keeping her bound. We say thank you that you came, Jesus, to set the captives free. Free up Christina to yourself, Lord, as she reaches out to you. Give her a hunger for your word and a peace as she rests in your presence. And we ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want for you guys to pray for Elizabeth. She's
we
the
will.
One that has been addicted to medication and drugs.
Well, that's what I was getting. You bet. Go ahead, Wendy. Pray for Elizabeth. That's right on.
Father, I thank you for Elizabeth, and I thank you for Christina's faith for reaching out to you as the great physician. Father, we just curse the addiction that Elizabeth currently has. We speak to it and we say, go now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that you make all things new.
That's right. Just release ministering angels over that apartment, Father, and that place where they live. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Quick question, Christine. Have you ever heard this radio ministry there before in North Hollywood, or is this the first time?
No, I've heard it for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's when we've been on. Okay, the last 2 weeks is when they got that transmitter going there. Very good. Well, bless you, and thanks for listening to The Point Live on KTLW there in Southern California, and Happy New Year. Bye-bye. We're going to go to first Linda in Southern California and then Margaret in Philadelphia. Linda, welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we pray with you tonight?
I'm going to ask for some patience to explain this prayer request that I have. I pray for people, and I've known the Lord since 1975. I also have some friends in the ministry, and we have talked back and forth. And it seems as though this—I would just call it a wave of evil, of disloyalty and treachery.
It's been coming against you?
No, it comes against the people. When I'm praying for people, later on I find out that not only do they come to me for prayer, and they also go to other ministers for prayer, but then they also go and have tarot cards read, and then they also go to buy books, which leads them into a rabbit trail, which winds up finally into witchcraft.
Well, we're not going to give any power to those forces, because Jesus is obviously greater. I'm going to ask Wendy to pray for you, Linda, and for these people right now to give you more discernment as well. Go ahead, Wendy.
Father, we thank you for Linda. Father, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we just ask that you shine your light upon these individuals who Linda is praying for, so that they may see that your truth, Father, is the only truth for them, and that as empower Linda with your goodness, that as she shares your truth, Father God, that the hunger and the thirst will be for your word and your word alone.
That's right.
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
And just encourage Linda, Father, again, increase her level of discernment and wisdom as she not only prays for these people, but as she intercedes for them alone, even without them there. Continue to shore her up, Father, and expose any of the evil and the darkness with your light, and especially the witchcraft she mentioned in her region, in any region that my voice is heard right now, Father. And as we expand these territories, we pray that you expand your kingdom with your light into the darkness. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Linda, Happy New Year, and thank you for calling and listening on KTLW there in Lancaster, California.
Thank you. And I just want to say that I have told them that the Bible says that you cannot eat from the table of the Lord and the table of the devil.
Okay,
you
that's
have
right.
To have loyalty for Jesus Christ.
That's you good, and that's why it's so important. That's right. It's why it's so important to continue to pray, and I agree. Well, God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We're going to go now. Well, first I'll listen or give out our number. We have two lines open at 800-955-8200 across the country. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we're going to be going to Sirius XM satellite radio, along with the stations you're already hearing us on, and Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, Maryland. And so we're going to be increasing our call volume. The number of listeners is going to go up by several, probably over 100,000. And so next week that happens, God's just blessing us. But we still need, if you're really appreciative of this radio ministry, and there's year-end giving, by the way, we're tax-deductible. If you'd like to support this radio ministry and help us to move into 2013, you can go to our website. There's two different ways that we can receive funds, actually three, by email or by the website, I should say, by calling us with a credit card or sending us something through the mail. First of all, the number to call to get our information is 360-435-1616. It looks like all four lines are full right now, so keep trying at that number, and someone will pick up and receive a credit card if you'd like to make a donation. You can also call or go to our website, thepointlive.com. Again, thepointlive.com. And this is Pastor Mike Zachman in Arlington, Washington. If you live in the Seattle region, of course, you could always come to our church services on Sunday morning at 10:30 and Sunday evening tomorrow night at 6:30. And then you can also call our off-air number to get our address, 360-435-1616. Well, we're going to go to Margaret, who's been waiting for a long time in Philadelphia. Welcome to The Point Live, Margaret.
Hi, how are you tonight?
You know, it's almost the new year, and I'm very thankful because Jesus is alive and well, and he's working in so many lives, including mine. How can we pray for you tonight, Margaret?
That's how I feel tonight, but I haven't been feeling that way. I've been praying for the peace of God to stay with my family.
Amen.
There's been a lot of different things in my family. I've been depressed, and I've been sick, but I've been blessed. God blessed me 2 years ago and healed me of cancer. Long cancer. I knew that. So
Amen.
I knew the day I found out that I was healed.
Amen.
I asked him. Yes. And
so what kind of chronic sickness have you been battling lately? Is it the depression?
Well, it's an, they don't see any. They don't see anything there.
But emotionally, something's been coming against you, and there's a door that's been opened. And it's so important for us to understand where that door is so that we can close it and then ask whatever's been coming against you to leave and replace it with the fruit of His Spirit. So what's that door, Margaret?
I think it's my family, my children. I worry about my children.
So there's fear and anxiety is what I'm hearing.
Yes, it is. It's fear and anxiety.
Okay. Let's pray, okay? Just repeat after me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command. All fear.
And anxiety.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Soul and spirit. And replace it with your love, Jesus. That casts out all fear. And then just play this with me as well. And I release all my children and grandchildren. To you, Lord. I believe that you love them just as much or more than I do. Now I'm going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, release healing fire over Margaret, and I command all depression to go in Jesus' name. Replace it with your peace, Father. Even as she sleeps tonight, all worry, all doubt, all unbelief, you leave now. You have no business coming against Margaret, and I say thank you, Father, for your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding that's being released over her right now. Just take a deep breath right now, Margaret. Father, release again your healing angels over that place where Margaret lives and allow her to have a testimony to her kids and grandkids that you showed up when she called in tonight, knowing from this day forward, even as she moves into this new year, that she's set apart to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too, Margaret. I can hear a difference in your voice already. God bless.
Yeah, I feel a difference. Thank you.
Good night. Good night. You're welcome. Well, we're going to go to Susan now, right before our first break in Everett, Washington. Welcome to the Point Live, Susan.
Yes, thank you very much, and praise God. I appreciate the, your telephone line and that.
Yeah, amen.
I'm calling as I need a little bit of spiritual and physical healing.
Okay.
I've had, you know, for the last couple years, some amputations due to diabetes, which is under control. But I've noticed that I've been more isolated, not being able to get out as much as I used to and fellowship with people.
Okay. When were you first diagnosed with diabetes?
Oh, gosh. I would say about 10 years ago.
And what happened to you? Around that time, before you were diagnosed,
What happened to me? Oh, I used to drink a lot.
Okay.
And I'd eaten a lot. I was depressed a lot, so I'd ate and drink. I'd work.
Okay, those are all symptoms now to something else that was happening. Was it a marriage failure? Was it a death of a loved one? There's some type of traumatic event that happened in your life back then, 10 or 12 years ago.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
I went to a kidnap, rape, and criminal assault.
Okay.
And that kind of.
See, that's straight from the pit of hell, obviously. That's just evil.
Yeah, I know it is.
Have you ever had prayer for that?
You know, honestly, I can honestly say I never have. I never even talk about it.
Yeah, well, the Lord's got His hand on you right now, Susan.
Thank you, Jesus, through tonight,
and I'm telling you,
Thank you, Jesus.
You're talking about it because He's getting rid of it. Just pray this with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of trauma.
I command the spirit of trauma.
Rape.
Right.
Rape.
Rape.
And sexual abuse.
And sexual abuse.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And I command all disease.
And I command all disease.
And depression.
and depression.
To go from me now in Jesus' name.
To go from me now in Jesus' name.
And I command all anxiety.
And I command all anxiety.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And to replace it with your love, Jesus.
With your love, Jesus.
To replace it with your love, Jesus.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
Oh, wow. There's the Lord just, he's just so
praise
good.
So God.
Funny, doesn't he?
Hallelujah. He sure does.
He's such a blessing, you know.
Oh, yeah, he God. Is. I'm telling you, Jesus. I'm just going to declare this over you as we get ready for this break, Susan. You are no longer isolated. The Lord's found you. You have not because you asked not, and you asked now, and you have now. And so I'm telling you, I don't know what church you go to there in Everett, but I know that Sunrise Christian Center, Pastor Dan Hammer is a good friend of mine. I highly recommend that church.
You know, this is a blessing, too, because I quit going to my church in search of a new one because and my friend who gave me your phone number.
Yeah.
She's been fellowshipping me, and I didn't know her from Adam, and she came to my door where I live at, and I love her very much.
Well, there you go. Well, God's on the move, and you watch what he does as you attend that Sunrise Fellowship there in Everett, Washington, and Sunrise Christian Center. Isn't that what it's called now, Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a new name. Well, we're going to go to a break, Susan. It's so good to end our first hour with a call like yours of God just setting you free. You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We're going to be back in 3 minutes for a whole nother hour. So bless you. And, Susan, thanks for calling. We'll love to hear from you in the future. God bless.
Okay, God bless, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bye-bye. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Stay tuned for Hour 2 of The Point Live.
The Point Live is looking for listeners willing to take a stand. In fact, we need listeners who will stand up and be counted as partners with this radio ministry. If The Point Live has been a blessing to you, would you be a blessing to us by helping to support this ministry so we can stay on the air? You can send your donations to The Point Church, 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Again, that's 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out our website to give securely there. Click on thepointlive.com. Once again, thepointlive.com. Our phone number is 360-435-1616. That's area code 360-435-1616. We thank you for doing your part in sustaining this radio ministry on this station.